All right, we're headed to the kitchen. Cooking with Claude is back. It's been a little hiatus. It's been a few weeks. Good morning, Mom. How are you?
Good morning, Lynch. How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I was just getting a nice stretch in. I've been sitting here a while.
I'm sure.
But that's okay. It's all good. Your meal today looks so good. I never got to try it, but it looks so good in the picture. Pasta fagioli. Now, is this based on grandma's recipe? Your mom?
Yeah, this is based on my mother's, which is very, very different. I'm going to also try, I don't know whether you call it, I'm going to try the other one that you make with the sausage because this was more... This is more like a hearty soup more than the pasta fagioli that they're making now with the sausage or the pancetta or the bacon and the tomato sauce and all that stuff. This was my mother's recipe, and of course I don't have it written down anywhere. So I just tried to take some of the regular recipe and what I remember that she did, and it came out amazing. I thought, anyway, the whole thing went. So that's my history, and it starts with, you could buy a small ham. Mine is done with ham, so you could do one of two things. You could, like, take a ham from a Sunday dinner, a big ham, and serve your family, and then, you know, take the bone with the meat around it and put that aside or freeze it for a day that you want to make pasta fagioli. And that's what I did. I, put the water in and then put the ham bone in. Before that, you know, of course, on a smaller pan, I did the onion, the celery, and some garlic, and pan-fried all that. And then I put all that in with the ham bone and the water. Now, depending on how much ham you use, you won't need to add any, like, chicken broth or anything like that, or a bouillon or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Because of the size ham I used, I did not have to do anything more than salt and pepper it, because it made its own broth.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And so after that cooks for a while, and I mean a while, you take your ham out, your ham bone out, and, you know, you shave it down with all the leftover meat that's on it. It all comes apart very nicely. You kind of cut it up into chunks. So depending on how much ham you want will be the size of the, you know, ham bone you have or the ham that you have. And you can also with this, you know, when you're cooking it up, you can also do bacon with it because ham and bacon go very well together. I did not use the bacon, but you can certainly put in bacon for more flavor.
Well, it looks like it's so you didn't put bacon in.
I didn't put bacon in, no, because I bought a big ham, cooked it, used it, and there was quite a bit of ham left on the bone.
Okay. No, I mean, it looks like it's really hearty, and I'm sure it's really flavorful without the bacon.
Yeah.
But if you want to throw it in, that's fine.
And then what I did after I cleaned the bone and everything up, I used the cannelloni beans. I, because of the size family I have, used two. You want to drain the cannelloni beans, but you don't want to rinse them. So you just drain them, throw them in. And one thing interesting I found was a lot of people, when they cook those and they get kind of warm, I took my mashed potato and, you know, mashed them down a little. So, well, really to hide them from Daddy. But anyway, I tried to, or use one of those soup things that, you know, you move around and, you know, break it up a little bit, almost so it looks more like a potato, but now he found the beans. So anyway, I used the cannelloni beans, and then I bought Swiss chard, cleaned it, you know, sliced it into little pieces, put that in. And the one thing that's really big on this, which I loved, which my grandmother used to do, was get the chunk of Parmesan cheese and take the back end off where it's the darker piece and just put that in. And then I take a few of, you know, make little chunks of the Parmesan and throw them in.
So
when you
good.
Find them in
yes.
your soup, kind of like a prize.
It is. Soft. Yes, Mom, you taught me that. Oh,
that goes,
so good.
Yeah, that goes way back to my grandmother. So that, I think, is why I didn't have to use too much salt and pepper. I used mostly just pepper. And then I use the soup noodles, the ribbon noodles, the egg noodles.
Those are so good, too. Yeah. Those are really tasty.
And then I put those in, and I let it all cook up. And, I mean, it was amazing. What was cool was when I gave it to my brother, he was like, oh, my God, this is just like Mom's. I don't know if my mother put the Swiss chard in. I did that, but for Daddy's sake, next time I probably won't. But it came out amazing, and it was really, really, it was just so good.
Well, and honestly, Uncle Louie will tell you if it didn't taste like it. You know, he's like a straight shooter. He won't be like, oh, this is great. He's just not that kind of a person. So if he said it tasted like Grandma's soup, it probably did.
Yeah, and he's awesome. So pro grandma that like
right. He's not gonna give you a compliment like that unless it actually tastes like grandma's cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, but nice really job, Ma.
Yeah, and I made it for the New Year because it's supposed to be this New Year's tradition. I have to find the reason behind the tradition because my mother just kind of made it. But all through online, it was like pasta fazool for the New Year.
That's
somebody
cool.
in your station will probably, or your listeners will know why, but, you know, my mom just made it and it was just easy to feed the three of us, but
that
it was,
is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I can't wait to have some. Are you making some soon?
I will make another one without the Swiss chard. So Daddy will eat it. So yes. And, yes, I'm excited about making it again because, your sister loved it. She took it for lunch every day. It's just easy.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's perfect. And honestly, it's perfect for a snow day. And we're going to have a few of these, I'm sure, throughout the winter time, or at least just to stay warm. So, Mom, great recipe. Thank you so much.
You, honey.
All right. I love you. I'll call you after the show.
I love you, too.
All right.